Well, sometimes in the theater, there is just as much drama offstage as on the stage, such as the situation that happened at the Shaw Festival in the Niagara-on-the-Lake, when a lost play turned up sort of out of the blue. The play is called The Stepmother. It opened recently as one of the first plays of the season. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, has seen it. She's here to explain. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
So tell us the details. How is it lost? How is it found? What's going on here?
The Stepmother was written by Geetha Sowerby in 1924. She was the woman who wrote Rutherford and Son, that play to great acclaim at the Shaw Festival in 2004. So naturally, Jackie Maxwell, the Shaw's artistic director, wanted to do more plays by Sowerby, but they were hard to find because they're not published. The Stepmother is a case in point. It had one performance in 1924 at a private theater club and was reviewed favorably, and the reviewer said that it should be done again. But after that, it was never seen. No performances after
it's
that.
Just vanished.
Yeah. Enter Jonathan Bank, artistic director of the Mint Theater in New York City, which does lost plays. And he goes and pays a visit to Jackie Maxwell at the Shaw, brings an envelope with him that has in it the unpublished type text of The Stepmother, which was found in the basement of Samuel French, the publisher in London. The play has been authenticated by the Sowerby estate and by Samuel French, so after 84 years, the Shaw Festival is producing the North American premiere of The Stepmother. I have to tell you this, the mandate of the Shaw Festival is to do the plays of George Bernard Shaw and his contemporaries. Shaw died in 1950. He lived to 90 years old. He's got a lot of contemporaries. On top of that, Shaw Festival has published the play, Smart People.
Was it worth the wait of 84 some years?
Absolutely. I think it was. Absolutely. The play is a gem. It's like a lost treasure. All the meaty themes that made Rutherford and Son such a compelling experience also are in The Stepmother. Geetha Sowerby writes about social and sexual, gender and political politics. They are as freshly applicable today as they were in 1924. And there's a duplicitous husband, an innocent but eventually savvy woman, put in dire straits by the laws of society and class. Sowerby writes deeply complex characters, and she turns the whole idea of the evil stepmother on its ear.
So what exactly is the story
here?
Okay,
the story is this. Eustace Gayton is a lousy businessman. He don't buy your teeth on the internet. He unerringly goes into shady deals and loses money. He's taken over the management of his aunt's finances and lost that, but she doesn't know it. She's very trusting. Enter Lois Relf. She was the companion of Eustace's sister. The sister died and left all her money to Lois, not to her brother. Smart woman. We know what happens next. Charming Eustace marries meek Lois. She becomes the loving stepmother to Eustace's two daughters. He was in a previous marriage. The wife died. Lois also has talent as a dress designer, so Eustace sets her up in her own business creating frocks. He also manages Lois's money. So true to form, he loses the money, but she doesn't know it, okay? Her business is booming, and it turns out that what she's making is the only income they have. Eventually, Lois learns the truth. You know, I had to remind myself again and again that this was written in 1924, and I had to put it in that context because there are so many contemporary aspects to the play. And while there are melodramatic elements to it, director Jackie Maxwell goes deeper and creates a gripping production.
And how does Ms. Maxwell do that?
Well, she has a keen sense of style and detail that she creates in her productions. And this one is exquisite. The design puts us into the world of servants and deception. And Jackie Maxwell brings wonderful performances out of her cast. As Lois, the stepmother, Claire Julian is giving the best performance I have ever seen her give. She shows Lois's passion, desperation, control, brains, and heart. And as Eustace, Blair Williams goes much deeper than just the husband who is a rotter. He has a transparent charm, of course, but in his private moments, we see him sweat, and that makes him desperate. We love to see that desperation, and it makes him human as well. I think this is a fine, fine production.
But this script had just one performance
right.
And its entire history up to
yes.
now. Doesn't that say something about the play? I mean, if it was that good, wouldn't somebody have done it before?
Okay. I would say yes, if it was that good, they would have done it before, except that Geetha Sowerby is a woman. Okay? How many women's plays were produced at the turn of the last century? Very few. Mm. She's a woman. You know, you get, you know, it speaks volumes about how society then considered women playwrights or women in anything, no matter how accomplished they were. So you get this feeling that they would look at the play and say, yeah, yeah, they're there, dear. Now, you know, very nice. Now go back to your sewing.
Right.
I can imagine it was the same for Sowerby. She was 54 years old and married when this play, The Stepmother, was first produced. Her husband fancied himself a writer as well. So things might get a little bit prickly when your wife also writes and has a better reputation than yours. So being done once is no reflection on the quality of the play. As I said, I think it is a gem. It's compellingly written, dealing with issues that are timely, and the characters are recognizable and credible. And Jackie Maxwell and her sterling cast give us one more reason to go to the Shaw Festival and celebrate the theater done there.
Lynn, thank you.
My pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin, she's our theater critic. She's also publishing a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter, and the play she was speaking of, The Stepmother, is at the Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake through the 4th of October.